It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy, happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour, and I am so excited to be with you all. It is June the 18th, 2024, and I'm already laughing because we are getting ready to see some changes and feel some changes, thank goodness, in the air. And I'm with you guys on it. We're going to be talking about it in a few minutes. I want to say good morning to everyone here. And if you are here for the very first time, we have a Facebook page titled 1-2 Radio. You're welcome to join at any moment. Come on in. I am definitely so excited to be with you all. I'm already getting weather alerts for the afternoon. I know we are very, very safe. We're in a great spot here in Central Florida, a little away from the water, so we're not really affected as much as when we were down south. So we're feeling that. I feel like because there's so many rockets going off overhead lately and so much activity in the sky, you know, we're told over and over again that the reason Titusville was chosen by all of these entities, massive entities, was because of the so-called vortex or the airspace that's like clear, you know. So I don't know what they're doing out there, but it is kind of funny. We definitely get some storms, but it's always seems to go away quickly, and we're always safe where we are. So I appreciate a lot of you reaching out. I also want to thank everyone for the most amazing birthday week of my life. They get better every year, for real. So much joy, so much happiness. I loved being with my children. And we had to celebrate a few times for that. So I'm really, really grateful now that the dust has settled. I can come back to real life. I'm definitely ready for that. And I'm also, Terry Campbell is in the chat room this morning. Terry and I are going to, I'm joining Terry tomorrow night on the rabbit hole, but it's not until 10 p.m. Eastern time. So if you're awake, bored, or trying to go to sleep, or you want to tune in, we are totally excited about having you. It's Raven's Rabbit Hole, but Terry and I will be there together saying goodbye to this Gemini energy because I don't know about you guys, but I think that it was kind of, I don't know if I want to use the word kooky, but boy, were things coming all over the place at us, you know. And I feel really strongly that now we're going to settle in a little bit with the Cancer energy. This is the first time I can honestly say that I'm looking forward to the calm after the storm. And when I say that, I feel that Pisces energy, you know, because Saturn and Neptune are in Pisces, and I'm sure I'm missing things, and I'll leave that up to these astrologers like Terry and CA and Jennifer and many others, Kelly McLean. Jay Varvel. I'm missing probably half a dozen, but you all know what I mean. I could feel astrologically affected in a massive way through this Gemini cycle. So for me, I'm turning this house into like a little creative corner, a little creative hole that I'm really, really enjoying. And it's becoming more connected and spiritually aligned and really creatively aligned. So it kind of looks like you can tell that I was saying to Jay, it's kind of getting crazy in this house, but It's like the art corner. It looks like two kids live here, more or less. But you could tell a psychic lives here, of course. And you can also tell an artist lives here. And you can tell that a musician lives here. And you could tell that we're doing all these crazy things. And it's almost like back in school when you go to the crazy corners of your rooms, if you remember. And I used to create these corners that you would go and play in. And then you'd have to take turns with your neighbor, or you'd have to swap to the next corner. And it kind of looks like that. So there isn't really one organized explanation for my state of mind, but it has been an onslaught of the most fun and the most real. I could say when we create an authentic place for ourselves, you become aligned and you really don't want to leave it, you know? So I'm going through a little bit of that and I'm enjoying a lot of that. And so I could never really, you're not going to find me in Better Homes and Garden right now, I could tell you that, but I'm excited to be in my own element, you know? So it's nice to be with all of you today. I want to say good morning to everyone here. I'm super happy to see many of you here. So let me just take a look. We are going to do some readings for sure. I'm loving the energy for readings right now. And I'm coming in. Good morning, Raven. McKinn is in the chat room this morning. It's so nice to see you with us today. Pamela and Ariana. Maya, hello. Nadine, good morning. I'm so happy to see you. Michelle, hello. Laura, Kelly, hi. And Kat is 39 weeks. Come on, girl, we got it. We got this going on. I'm excited for you. I cannot wait. Patricia, hi. That solstice is whispering in our ears. I'm kind of looking forward to it. My beautiful godson is in the chat room now. Tyler, please tell your father to contact me before midnight your time. And we're going to have a chat very, very soon. Like even today is perfect. So please ask dad and thank you. Okay. We are definitely going to be talking, and I'm looking forward to it completely. And I did try that day, but it got a little late and I must have fell asleep. I'm getting old. So at midnight, and I really want to talk to you. So please tell dad to try, okay, today. All right, let's come in and let's try to... I know my night owls are all over the place, and I love that, but I definitely feel like I need sleep lately. So, all right, let me, so this Gemini energy, I think the Pisces, I very much feel many of you are connected to that Pisces energy as well because of Saturn, Neptune. I don't know if I'm missing something, I could be. I know that's enough for me. And nothing against Pisces. We love that energy, but I definitely feel like it's coming because, I mean, you know, you could feel it. I feel it definitely attached to it. And I could tell the onslaught of the connections were a little bit, how do you guys feel? Like, are you ready for change? I feel change is coming. Are you ready for, a more psychic energy? I think Cancer slows us down enough to really absorb people's feelings. So we have to be careful to not take on too much of it as our own. But we also have to understand that, yes, our mother issues are returning. I have had so many mom incidents. I could tell, I always know when we're coming up to Cancer energy because I always talk about moms, and we have a lot of moms in our generation before us that are, you know, starting to, it's just that time, you know, they're 80, almost 80, 80-ish. That generation seems to be up and about right now. They're alive and kicking, but also, you know, there's some issues coming around. So you may be experiencing that. I'm coming into the room and, I'm going to start taking some questions this morning, And Laura, I'm coming to talk to you first, that we have a little spillover from last week. We did get to chat a little bit in between, and I had seen Laura's mom hanging in there, but they thought she was very close, and then she turned and she's hanging in there. So we are definitely staying open to her, you know, living in a more comfortable space here. And we like that. So thank you for sharing. She is eating and drinking more. So we know she's not, you know, she's waiting to see when should she visit. And so let me just take a quick peek because I told her I would look this morning on the show. And then we'll take it from there. I feel like the new cycle is coming also. For some reason, you could totally feel it. And also, let me say this to you guys. Energetically, you could tell that sensitivity. I mean, I think the Gemini energy was very busy. I think Jupiter and Gemini, I always feel an onslaught when Jupiter moves at first and then it calms down. I definitely sensed a little of that. It feels like it's calming down now. And so I do believe that change, when we have a new season, we want change, we expect change, you know, but sometimes when we're sometimes kicking and screaming a little bit, it's so nice to take a breath. And I felt like there was a lot of kicking and screaming through that Gemini cycle. So now we can welcome Cancer and really take it easy. So that's what I'm expecting for a minute, because I think Pisces is friendlier with Cancer, don't you? So let me take a peek. Also, I think we forget when we're going through our times, charity seems to be on my brain. And the reason I'm saying that is because when we get busy, we go through change of season, we go through the graduations, we go through the birthdays, we go through the weddings, we go through all this stuff in June. It feels like that. It's a celebratory time. But I'm thinking that charity, it would be a really good idea for everyone to make a decision, even if it's a 2-minute thing, to maybe sign a petition. If you can't give time or money, it's okay. Where can you bring yourself for just a minute or two to maybe sign a piece of paper of something you believe in? There's a lot of politics in the world right now, we know. Maybe put your 2 cents into something that you haven't before, but you feel passionate about. Anything that you believe could help someone else can be an act of charity that we tend to forget. And so I'm going to encourage you all in this loving time ahead that you decide to maybe pick yourself up a little bit and give to something else in any way, shape, or form. And when I'm laughing because we do believe, we feel like that gift is, like when I say the gift of charity, I feel some of us have all of these amazing things that we are creating, and we forget, or we tend to forget, that things can move along faster when we just take a minute. And we get so busy, and there's a line, I think, how many of you feel this? There's a line between staying in your own lane and not staying in your own lane, but really trying to create a balance of trying to maybe poke your head out, poke a toe out, try to help someone else, especially when you're going through your times of stress. And that's when we don't really feel like it. And so I was tending to that. I feel that about the maternal energy right now, and it's just an idea. Again, not too crazy. Guys, I'm trying to get your comments in the room. I'm so sorry. Let me just come out and see if I can get back and see them all because I'm missing half of them. And I don't want to do that. So let's take a peek here. And Laura, let's look at your mom first. Yeah, I'm missing all of your comments, by the way. And I'm going to open up the room. All right, here we go. She's definitely kicking around. Slow and steady wins the race. I feel the same way I did last week. I also pulled a lot of sixes. I don't feel like it's quite time to run there, and I'm holding. you may get a bug up, you know, you may say to yourself, okay, let's do this by the end of the month. So let's see what happens there, okay? I hope... I think the mood's going to strike you. You're going to know what to do, and that's going to be it. I think the I don't know is meant to be. And let's stay open, but I'm with you on it today, okay? We always say, yeah, she won't regret it. We're not going to let that happen. I think she has a little bit of time. And she'll make the move like out of nowhere. I like the Cancer energy to visit. I feel like that's okay. I do think you have a little bit of time. So I think I don't know is okay, but you will know when the time is right. And while she's still here, I think that's good too, obviously. I mean, meaning with it, she's definitely doing okay for herself. But she's like having that moment where, okay, I'm hanging out for a minute. You know what I mean? So I tend to feel that. Alisha, I love what you're saying. Also, I do believe that. I feel like she'll get there in time. So we'll see. I just think maybe it'll be a little calmer because the weather patterns are crazy where she is. So maybe a little minute longer and she'll be able to go when things settle. Okay. Let me see who's coming into the room now. Let me see who's next. I'm just going to go ahead and open up to your questions. It feels a little calm. It's the calm before the good storm. Alisha, I love that vehicle. It is adorable. And let's take a look at who's next. Somebody just said, oh, I love that you are bringing cookies. Oh, Patricia suggested baking cookies and bring them to the local fire station. I love that. Maureen, I'm so sorry you're not feeling good. Let me just take a peek at you all the way around. I do feel like there was a little stomach thing going around for many people. It's kind of crazy how it all synchronizes, and I think also during this season, it's important to start with our root, our stomach, you know, the health of our center, our core, where we carry it all. I feel like it's so important right now. And Cancer always reminds me of that energy. So, all right, take a look. Let me see. Maureen, I'm going to check on you. Okay. Here we go. I'm just making sure you're clearing up things. Yeah, you will. You definitely will. I even feel two more days you're going to be better and better. And the pup looks actually good. But I do see if you're trying to do something around, there's like a delay or maybe a delayed appointment or something about, I don't, and in your home, I see you updating, upgrading. There's things going on there that look really good. I don't even know if you're going to do like a summer cleaning or whatever. It looks excellent. I feel really good about all this. And you're going to start feeling better again in 2 days. And then 2 weeks from now, I think the energy will be really, you'll feel way better all the way around. So 2 days and 2 weeks is what they're showing me. Okay. Any change of appointments looks good for a reason. Delays are in your favor, in other words. I like that. I really feel like I don't know, you're definitely going to be, I feel a lot of travel is what I want to say coming up ahead again, and getting ready. You just start feeling better and get on the move. That's how I see it. But home in order first. Everything looks good. All right. Tara just wrote that she is hitting the road for the North Country Fair. We are wishing you luck and let's take a look. Okay. All right, hold on now. All right, here we go. Kat, you better take a walk, nice long walk. I feel really, really good energy. I'm anxious about it. I can feel it, so that's a good thing. All right, hold on now. Let me come back. I'm going to look at Tara real quick because of her travels. But I'm feeling good about it, and I felt good about it the last time I looked. And I think another opportunity is coming out of this one. So I love that as well. Okay. You guys are hopping in the room this morning. If anybody has any questions, I'm happy to answer. I'm just kind of looking, taking it a little easier, which I feel like we all need. All right, let me just take a quick peek. Oh yeah, this looks celebratory. I feel like you're gonna have a blast. I don't believe, it's so interesting. You have some funny past life connection to this ground. I don't know if you feel like you've been there before. I know you've been there before in this life, I'm thinking. But you have like almost a little bit of a karmic tie there. And I don't say that often. So there's something nostalgic about the energy. I really feel like you're going to be happy with it. I feel like everybody's staying safe and sound. You're doing well in your travels. I know you're worried about any unexpected incidences or anything like that, but I don't feel any of that, okay? So your timing is good to do what you're doing. And good luck. I do feel like you're going to be happy with the results. And then, you know, we go through these things and then we come in. I think at the end of certain things, we go through these big events, and then you kind of come home, and it's like a little balloon, letting the air out of a balloon, and then you kind of chill out, and then something new happens again. And I feel this. So you'll go something new and exciting and different, and then you come home, you breathe, and then something out of nowhere is going to hit you for a journey ahead that you don't see coming, okay? So I do feel that as well. All right, everybody, let me see who's next. Okay. All right, let me see. Denise, thank you so much for this. She said we were spot on about something. Yeah, he didn't feel like he was going to come knocking, but I knew he would. But at the time, he was a little bit hard to get, playing hard to get. And I felt like he was going to cave. So yes, I'm happy about that. Now, not what I want for my I'm going to move forward, learn, grow, and heal. Thank you. Oh, you're so welcome, honey. I'm kind of... You know what? Let's talk about this for a minute. Everyone, and Michelle, this is for you as well. I'm looking at this, and everyone really. Our ego needs so many things that our spirit doesn't, and vice versa. And no matter what anybody says, when we have someone, Michelle, I'm reading that you're done with Mike, and it feels so good. I don't know how that happened so quickly, so I scratch my head when I speak, but I'm teasing you only because when we have these ties that I know all of you have experienced this, or many of you, I shouldn't say all, I don't know that, but many of us have these connections with people and we don't really understand why. Why can we not let this person go if they're not showing us some love, if they're not providing for us in some way? It doesn't have to be money. If they're not protecting us, if they're not, excuse me one second. If they're not pursuing, if they're not professing or protecting or doing all these amazing things that somebody's supposed to try to show you. And men and women alike, when we have connection, we have basic human needs. We have basic human needs. We have ego needs. We have spiritual needs. We have all emotional, physical, whatever, mental. And when we have a connection from another time and place, we say, like, oh, we call it karma, or we call it past lives, or we call it just a deep, I like the deep soul tie or the spiritual tie, because that's truly what it is. There's no other explanation we hang on to these people. If they're not giving to us, we have to kind of ride with it, you know, and you ride the wave. So Michelle, I hear you, I see you. And I'm also feeling there may be some sneaking up about that. You maybe, you know, I think when we're done, we don't really, I don't know, it just doesn't come up anymore. It's not that easy. It's easier said than done. I feel like there's a little more energy there, okay? So I also believe that there is an air sign, male. This is what I'm saying and sharing. The message is this: there is an air sign male coming for you that will be very, very good and very stable and steady. So I feel like most of us who have these ties, I don't know if anything is really over, so to speak, but it's good to make a decision to understand and accept the connection for what it is, realize it's not what you want in your future, and then get basically put one foot in front of the other and stay in your lane and just know what you want. And sometimes you're not, I understand what you're saying. She said she's been waiting 3 years. For 3 years in your cards. Yeah. And it's, but I do believe you have that connection with that person. So let's just think, let's just say it's okay to say it's over, whatever, but I actually still see a bit of a tie. So, and that's okay too. So I do feel this. I don't know about the 3 year part. I haven't, I know I haven't talked to you that long, Missy, but I'm sure from everywhere you're hearing this. But the King of Swords is a definitive person. It's also somebody with a government or military background. It's also someone that you're absolutely sure you'll want a future with. And I'm not giving you a time frame. So let's see what happens, okay? But I also think staying in truth with yourself and accepting your feelings and it really does help moving ahead. And I feel good about that, okay? I'm only saying this now, so I'm adding, I guess, to your 3 years of that. But I also think you have to be ready. You're ready. I feel you're almost there. I like Libra. I don't know why. I feel for you, not for everyone, but for you. I feel a Libra person. But you come back and let me know, okay? All right. Let me see who is next. And I do believe there's a new season for you. Now, let me see. Somebody just, Lara, where are you? And Denise, let me go back to Denise first because I kind of went from one to the other and I felt there was. I think Denise, you're on a path to learn, grow, and heal, as you say, and that is the truth. And I do feel your confidence returning as well. And so I think it's good if you're still, whether you're counseling or not, it really doesn't matter, but there is great news coming. So I think it's okay to say this isn't really what I want in the future, but you're writing it out in a sense that you're in it and learning and growing from it, accepting it. I would agree with that. And I really believe that you're coming to a place in yourself that you've never been before, and that's how you're gonna get what you want. And I love that for you, okay? So I do hope that helps. All right. I feel excited for your not autumn, August. I don't know why. August looks fantastic for you. Sun and Leo energy, which wouldn't really be my thing for you, but it is this year for some reason. Good things are coming, okay? All right, I'm super happy you're here. And thank you for sharing. And let me see who is next. Hello, Corinne. It's nice to see you here. Karen, it's nice to see you here. There you are, Lara. Okay. Kat, I have an interview on Friday. It's for part-time admin support work for other therapists. Do you think this would be a good fit? I like that it's remote. Let's take a peek. Wondering if it could lead to full time. Did they say anything like that? Because I feel great about it actually, but I also believe there's something else coming that's going to bring you a lot more financial stability because I do believe, yes, I think the pay is okay, it's remote and flexible. I do believe there's more coming and there's a lot of change as well. So let's take a look. I feel also a remote is great, but there may be something that isn't remote coming your way as well. Because part of me thinks you need to get out and about more. And it would be awesome for you to balance. And maybe they're going to offer you something more. Maybe there's something bigger. I do feel that. And I like that. So let's see what happens, okay? Alishea, I'm going to take a peek at you. Lara, come back and tell us. I like it. I love what I see ahead. You have happy cards ahead. So there's something really that you want that's going to happen. And then from this place, I see a wish coming true in a form in which it's like the Nine of Cups is a delayed secondary thing. Like I'm seeing both. So I like that a lot. Okay. All right, now who did I just say? Michelle, you too. You definitely have love coming. I think sometimes I hate saying this, but I'm going to say it again. There's a difference between. I know as soon as you take your mind off of it, it's going to happen. I just do. I know it's not, that's not everyone's answer. But I believe with our heart, how many of you said, I'm raising my hand, but how many of us have said, I know when I say never again, I'm gonna eat it every time. Like I eat my words. I'm like, how many of you did I say before I met my husband, that's just not for me. You know, like I literally gave, I just didn't. Yeah, Mr. Libra Pants is right. I literally said, forget it. It's just not in the cards for me. I don't care. I'll focus on everybody else and their happiness and joy, which I love to do. And I said this out loud, I will never care if another man is in my life again. And I really didn't. That was the truth. And I think when I don't know, it was like a cosmic joke, but. Sometimes we really can't see ourselves, but I wasn't looking. And I think sometimes when you're not looking, that surprise bites you in the ass a little bit, you know? So I feel that. Now, Alishea, let me come to you. You guys can tell I'm still in Gemini mode, going back and forth. Also, it seems that a little more putting a focus on something that we want to create, or maybe a little bit of taking your mind or your focus off of what you want and doing something totally random. Usually, when I choose these random things, something comes out of nowhere. Or if I'm not focusing too hard on what I'm trying to manifest, things also happen. Now, Alashay, let me talk to you for a minute. I felt I kind of ran into a little creature this morning that's a little on the large fly side. I don't know what it is though. Maybe it's a beetle family or something. I don't know, Jay, if you still. Oh no, I'm telling you guys, it's like monster land of bugs this time of year. And if anybody knows what it is, I would really appreciate it, but I wanted to share because this is the size of the shit flying around here. And it's funny because, of course, they're not harming anyone, but how many of us have an incident, everything's going right, something random comes about, and you're like, oh my God, what does this mean? Is this a sign? You know, is this a sign? I'm like, what the hell is this? What kind of totem is this? You know, going through. And how many of us just right away go to like, oh my God, this isn't, you know, we kind of overkill, I think, some of the things that we know. And so I don't know if that makes any sense, but I did run into this thing and I'm like, okay, what are they trying to tell me, you know? All right, now hold on. And let me look here. Right, here go. Alashay, I'm pulling a few cards for you. Rebecca, welcome. Alisha, you are totally going into mommy mode. And also, when I say that, also though, both, I think self-care is definitely on the table for you ahead. And I don't know why they're showing me this, but if you have to do any work like in your mouth or this kind of thing, I see a little maintenance here, but it does feel good. It feels like right. So I don't know if you're looking for this kind of thing. I could because I do see a lot of health care, self care, good mouth like mouth care is what they're. It's crazy, but I just feel like there's something about that that's coming that's gonna make you feel so good. And hold on. Yeah, it's like you're being called to take care of yourself. You're also being called to some nostalgic. I don't know if you've ran into someone, or maybe someone is going to reach out to you from the past. It's a very nostalgic vibe, almost like an old school friend. I don't know if this has happened yet, but I feel this coming for you. And a very nostalgic connection, like somebody from kindergarten that you lost touch with for 40 years or 50 years, whatever. Somebody from high school, somebody from college, like somebody from your way past looks like they're showing back up, or you have some crazy connection with this that could really, really help in your future. I don't know if there's anybody like that. It could be just an old college friend, or I mean grade school friend. It's and a lot of nostalgia. So maybe if you can't physically visit where you've been or somewhere from the past, I think that writing about this, maybe even visiting, and sometimes we do things online, sometimes we have connections with people from our past that we want to go to. And I feel a little bit of this coming up, but there is a masculine energy that is going to be very, very supportive for you. Please let me know, okay? I see it, so let it come back and share, okay? Okay. Nadine, thank you so much for sending us those magical photos, and I love that. And thank you for that. Did you guys see that crazy creature drive flying around my yard, actually my walking space? Thank you, Jay, for posting. It was like the biggest damn thing. Michelle, you're down here. Okay. Thank you for that. I thought so, but it was massive. The picture does it no justice. So thank you. I knew somebody would know that was down here. They're all over the place, but that just happened to be in my way. So I guess it's true what they're saying about like this whole thing. Thank you for that. All right, now let me take a peek at who's next. Lara said she's a hermit. I do believe that too. I think out and about is good as well. Okay? Thank you for that. I just feel like you're ready to connect more, so easy to get stuck in our space and not really want to deal. All right, let me look ahead. And again, tomorrow night I'm going to be really excited. I could tell the energy is a little calmer today. Karen, you know what I'm thinking? Of course, I'm not a doctor, and that's my disclaimer. In my Hold on a minute. Almost feel like it's an allergy too, and a little anxious. Let me just make sure I'm not, I don't want to send you to another doctor. You know, sometimes anxiety will make us feel pressure on our, a little bit of pressure. Hold on. Alashay, I was trying not to, you know, spill the beans. I was trying to think of you, like, you know. But I appreciate you saying that. You are going to find your dentist who's going to be very, very good for your life in every way. It's going to really pick you up. It's interesting, okay? And please come back and let us know. Now, wait, who did I just go to? Nadine. Guys, you're going to have to be my mind for a minute. Hold on, let me go ahead and refresh. I'm being silly. But I was about to read somebody. Pamela, Terry, yes, tomorrow night, Raven's Rabbit Hole with Terry, 7 p.m. Pacific time, it's 10 Eastern. By then, I get really silly, so it's good. Raw psychic energy late at night. All right, now who am I? I'm missing someone. I know I am. Michelle, you're going to be great. I feel like somebody asked me a question. All right, hold on. Guys, if you want to bring me back to my mind, I would appreciate it. Tara, have fun. Karen, your lungs. Okay, here we go. This is how fast it happens. I'm gonna have to use Jupiter and Gemini for the whole year ahead as an excuse. Karen, I do feel anxiety. like pressure a little bit. But because I could feel your breathing too, I'm just kind of breathing with it. And have you flown somewhere? Or are you flying somewhere? Is there movement? I feel some movement. I feel like it's going to get better and clearer. I think anxiety is making it a little bit more noteworthy, you know, where you're paying attention to it. I think you just have a little bit of a bug and there's a little bit of an allergy. And I think you're at prime time for that. And let me just take a peek and make sure you're okay. All right, I got one more here. You're definitely gonna be well very, very soon. You will heal. I just wanted to make sure you were okay. I do think, don't get upset with me because I know you're fine, but I also feel like they're missing a little something. So part of me wants to say, Karen, you're not crazy. There's definitely something going on, but I don't feel like it's major enough. I think some of the things I mentioned are good. And if you don't feel totally satisfied, I want you to go back to another doctor and get a second opinion, okay? That is my best, because I do feel like something was missed. And you're going to be okay. You're healing. You're already healing and it's going to get better. But I do believe that you're correct. I do see the anxiety making it a little worse because it's like the anxiety comes from, well, somebody, I mean, I know what's going on. So, you know, it's obvious there's something going on. So you're frustrated with the doctor and that will cause more energy there. So you'll definitely sort it out. I'm going to say second opinion, okay? Okay. Carrie, I feel like you're going to meet a fire sign and real soon here and go into a really, really interesting connection. And I also feel there is more coming by way of opportunity and you're really going to open up to something else very soon. When the sun is in Leo, you'll be on your game too. So I really love that. Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and refresh. Let me do one more thing. Rebecca, I see you. Hello. We're going to look at you next week. Please remind me. Thank you, Michelle, for all of that stuff. Jay, Terry, I'll keep them up here for sure. It was crazy. It is kind of crazy. And with no meaning behind it other than they're invading. No, I'm teasing. But we'll try to keep them up here for you. I've never seen them down there. All right, let me see. I want to just pull one more card. You know, this is so funny. Guys, the transition, I pulled the Two of Pentacles, which ironically is just like, yes, we have a change. Yes, we have a shift. We're going into another season from this to that. And we will have some choices. Keep our mind. This is a message to keep your mind open to other things. Or if maybe one path you're on doesn't seem like it's opening, put your focus on another path so the other one comes out behind you and you kind of meet at the fork in the road, you know? And it's amazing how when we're willing to go, it's like kind of, if you were a frog, you wouldn't want to stay on one lily pad for the rest of your existence, you know? So go ahead and visit another lily pad for a minute. So the bottom line is open yourselves to change. Maybe plan B is better than plan A, so don't try to stay in too much control. So be flexible. I think this week is about flexibility. I do think it's going to be a blast. I am so excited. Please come join us tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pacific and 10 Eastern so we can have a little fun. I can get a little edgy there late at night. Terry will let me. So I think we'll have a blast. I'm so excited to be with you guys again. And thank you so much for coming. Okay. I know the energy's, let's say, a little mundane today, but it's going to give us a chance to catch our breath and get ready for a brand new summer and winter overseas, over in Australia. So have a great new season. I'm going to see you guys soon. And Jay Varvel, thanks for being our producer. Everybody, please stay tuned for the amazing Jay Brooks coming up next on Everyday Astrology. See you guys soon. Bye-bye now.